Good morning. Today we have three questions relating to Birkas Eilanos. That's the bracha that we can stay starting from the beginning of the month of Nisan when we see the flowering of a tree that is a fruit tree. So question number one is as follows. What if you're walking by and you see a tree, but it's owned by a non-Jew? Is it permitted to say the bracha on that tree, or does it have to be owned by a Jew? So we're going to start off with the Gemara, the source for the mitzvah, Birkas Eilanos. And it says as follows, Gemara brachos mem gimel amabez, haiman denafik, somebody who goes out, biyome nisan, on the day of Nisan. One of the days of Nisan is starting from Rosh Chodesh. Nisan v'chaze ilane dekamilav leveh. And you see a tree that indeed is flowering. So you see the tree. It's a fruit tree. There are flowers on it that will eventually develop into fruits. Omer, that is where you can say the bracha shaloch chisar ba'olam ha'klum. It's the bracha that we say birkas ilanos. This is actually the nusach. Blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shaloch Chisar Ba'olam HaKlum, that you have recreated the world without lacking anything. Umbara Briyos Tovas, beautiful creations, Ilanato, beautiful trees, Lahanot Behem Bnei Adam, so people can have benefit, can have Hana from it. So the Gemara, when we look at the language, it says, V'chaze Ilani, when you see a tree, it is enough based on that Gemara. The language implies that it doesn't matter if that tree is owned by a Jew, a non-Jew, if it's hefker, it's all irrelevant. The concept here is seeing the fruit tree that is beginning to flower. And in fact, that's how we paskin, that's how the Or Litzion paskins, that you can say Birkas Eilanos on a tree owned by a non-Jew, because the whole concept of the bracha is to give praise to a Kodesh Baruch Hu on the creations of the trees, the beautiful creations and the hana that we have, and accordingly, it doesn't matter ownership of the tree, we can indeed say the bracha. Question number two that we have is, what happens if you have a tree that is in the first 3 years of Orla, the first 3 years after planting of a fruit tree? It's usher to have hana'a, to have benefit from the fruits of that tree. And we said, as part of the nusach of the bracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created trees lahanot b'hem b'nei adam, for us to have benefit from them. So can you say a bracha on a tree that is growing fruits that is going to be orla? You can't have benefit from them. So in fact, this is a machlokas. This is brought in the Shailash and Tshuvas of the Beis Hora of the Yeshiva Ahava Shalom. They bring there that it's in a machlokas. The Tshuvas Rapalin says it's mutter, despite the fact that the bracha says we are having hana, and we cannot have hana from this tree, from the fruits on this tree right now, because they are in orla, but we will eventually from that tree in the future have hana'a from the fruits after the orla year. There's also Neter Avai, the fourth year that has to be dealt with. But in any case, that you can have hana'a from it if you follow the technicalities. And certainly thereafter, it would be mutter to have hana'a from such a tree. So even though you can't have hana'a now when it's orla, because in the future you can have hana'a, you can say the bracha, Birkas Eilanos, on that tree. However, the Or Litzion disagrees, because somebody cannot have hana'a from those buds, from those flowers that are flowering right now, because they will be orla fruits. It is prohibited to say the bracha. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a suffek about this. Can you say the bracha Birkas Eilanos on a fruit tree that is still in its orla first 3 years? And the Maisa, the Or Litzion paskins, because we have a concept of suffek brachos lahaka. When we have a suffek, can we say a bracha or not? We are lenient and do not say the bracha. So the Or Litzion comes out to be machmir to not say the Birkas Eilanos on a tree that is still in its orla years. The last question of the hour, fascinating question. How about saying a bracha Birkas Eilanos on a tree that is growing in a pot? And a pot, especially a more serious question, it has no hole in it. It's a closed-up pot, so it's not connected to the ground at all. So this was a maisa that happened in a certain shul, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Somebody wanted to be mezaka, the tzibur, and accordingly he brought three trees, all in pots without a hole in it, into the shul for people to say the Birkas Eilanos. And they indeed were fruit trees. They had the requisite flowering going on, that you say the bracha on the flowers. And the question arose, is it permitted to say the Birkas Ha'ilanos on trees that are in pots? So the Piskei Tshuva says that if these trees are growing in a normal way, they are indeed flowering, they're growing fruits like other fruit trees indeed, you can say brachas as if it's a normal tree, because it is a normal tree, despite its growing in a pot. So you can say, when eating a fruit from it, you're eating an apple, you're eating an orange, you can say borei priya eitz, no problem. If it's at the beginning of the season, and if you haven't had that type of fruit, you can say shechiyanu. And in addition, just like you can say borei priya eitz and shechiyanu, hu hadin, the same thing applies, that you can say birkas eilanos on it. Why? Because the concept is, we can have hana'a from those fruits. It's the same hana'a, whether it grows from a tree that is in a pot or not in a pot, that doesn't matter. It's just like growing from the ground. And in fact, the Rav of the Achronim indeed paskin in that way, that if you have a tree, it grows in a pot, you can certainly say the bracha borei preyates, and the same thing would apply with Shachianu and Birkas Ha'ilanos. Have a wonderful day.